Blog Talk Radio.
Man,
How many of you all out there this morning, praise God, can say, I have a seed in the ground and it's producing much fruit on this day? Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, ADM. Giving honor to Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Pastor Barbara Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and First Lady Leticia Spencer, to all of the ministers, evangelists, to the prophets, deacons, evangelism team, to the mothers, praise team, intercessors, to the youth, to our men, ADM frontline, to our women's team, members, families, and friends, good morning. Good morning to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany, Egypt, Wales, Australia, South Africa, Kenya, South Africa. Good morning and good morning. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon, Puerto Rico. Good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Connecticut. Good morning. Good morning, and good morning, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, we hold on to God, and deliver us from the mouth and my plague. Oh, yes, you see, it was God this morning that touched you and I with his finger of love, woke us up, closed in our right mind, started us on our way. Yes, he did, on this moment. So, as we look around, pray for him, we see that nothing is missing, nothing is broken, but everything, I mean everything sensible, is jointly and fitly into place on this moment because of his love towards us. Amen. Well, good morning, Mother Jackson. God bless you. How are you this morning?
Pastor Smith, I'm truly blessed in the Lord this morning, and I'm quite sure that you are too.
Yes, ma'am.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, as we forgive those who trespass against us, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us, and of us, God, from all evil, for thou the kingdom and the glory. Hallelujah this morning. First of all, I give Jesus Christ, Son of O'Shea, who's the honor, who's the head of my life. I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I give honor to my pastor, Apostle Temple. I give honor to First Lady, Leticia Spencer, and to you, Pastor Smith, and to Pastor Barbara Smith, and to all the mothers, and to everyone at ADM, and everyone that's tuned in this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to your throne boldly once more of thanksgiving. God, little old shit, God, we thank you just for another day of life, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for touching us this morning, God, letting us see another opportunity of life, another opportunity, God, just to praise your holy name, another opportunity to just say thank you, Lord, this morning, God. Yes, Lord, let your perfect will be done in the name of Jesus, God. This morning, God, move us out the way, God. You come in mighty, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, we thank you how you kept us all last night and up to this point, God. And that's enough to just to say thank you, God. That's a miracle all by itself, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for having your angels watch over us all night long, God, and up to this point, God. You didn't let anything happen to us, God. You didn't let a thief come in, or fire break out, oh God. So we say thank you this morning, God. We thank you, Lord. God, we thank you for the overflow this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for the serving, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, this morning, God. We come to give you the glory. We come to give you the honor in the name of Jesus this morning, God. We lift up every man vessel that it is and every woman vessel, God. Those that are crying out to you, God. Those that are following Christ out of my sight this morning, God. We thank you for them, God. Let them stay on the wall, God, without coming down, God. Let them cry out like a trumpet this morning. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. We thank you for the shifting this morning. Go to those shakers. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God, by standing up. Oh, we cry out like never before, God. Let us cry out like never before, like it's our last day here. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, how we thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Once more in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for just being in the number one more time, God. In the name of Jesus, God. This morning, God, we thank God about Sunday. We thank you this morning, Roboshika, how you are breaking chains this morning, Roboshika, how you're pulling down every stronghold. In the name of Jesus, God, Roboshika, we thank you for the blood of Jesus, God. We cry out this morning, the blood, Roboshika, this is the blood of Jesus, Roboshika. The blood of Jesus to come. Come, little boy, say that cleanse, God. Hey, little boy, come to deliver, God. Come to set the captain free this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we ask that you touch every radio. Hey, little boy, say every laptop, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. Say they have. We thank you, God, for what you're doing this morning in a special way, God. Oh, hallelujah, God. We thank you for your presence this morning. We thank you for coming in, little boy, say. Setting us up, God, this morning, God. Regulating minds, God. Being that hard fixed for somebody this morning, God. We thank you for God in our footsteps. Order our footsteps of the most God. In the name of Jesus, God. That we may kind of say you only, God. That we may follow you only in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God. So we say, have your way, God. Have your way, the most God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you for shaking this morning, God. We thank you for making us this morning, God. We thank you. In the name of Jesus this morning, God. We thank you, God. We begin to yield. We yield to the Holy Spirit, God. So you have your way this morning, God. Move us out the way in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift the very youth that lives this morning, God. Oh, God, we ask that you lead them and guide them, shield them, attack in the name of Jesus. Go to those, God. Order their little footsteps, God, and the way that you will have them go in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, this morning, God. Oh, God, we plead the blood over Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over hatred. We plead the blood of convertible a stiff neck and doing what we want to do. How about stand out? But we plead the blood over this morning in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, this morning that you continue to let us humble ourselves about stand out. For you, God, and for the man of God, the women of God, the most God. Oh, God, we speak obedience today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, how we thank you today, God. God, we thank you, God. Little boy, shake his love. Let us begin to strip ourselves before you, God. Say, little boy, come to the here I am, God. Little boy, shake God. Do it for me, God. Do it this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I can't wait till tomorrow. Oh, but today, God, is my day. Oh, glory be to God. Little boy, shake God. Thank you for the shifting, God. Little boy, shake it. Yes, Lord. A shifting to come, little boy, shake. Yes, to come, little boy, shake. Oh, God, yes, little boy, stand up. Oh, God, yes, Lord, we hear the loud crying. We hear the most shut up. Oh, God, let us begin to pray for one another, loving one another as you have loved us this morning, God. So we say thank you, God, and thank you, God, in spite of all, in spite of the downfalls, God, in spite of the pains in our bodies, God. Yet and still we have a praise upon our lips, and a melody in our heart. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you for what you're going to do, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Continue to keep us in your word, God, because every word that you've spoken out your mouth, God, every promise, God, is true, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning. Hallelujah, 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 God. Thank you, oh, God, we thank you today, God. Oh, God, we lift up every lost soul this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. I don't know their name, but you do, God. You know all things, because you sit high and you look low. So I say, God, these things we ask this morning, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, this morning we pray. Amen, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't know, God. Thank you, Jesus.
I'd like to thank Pastor Apostle Temple and First Lady Leticia Spencer. I'd like to thank you, Pastor Smith, and also Pastor Barbara Smith. I'd like to thank the ADM Ministry, Mother Board, the Deacon Board. I'll be coming to you from Deuteronomy 28:1-7. And it goes as, and if you faithfully obey the voice of God, being careful to do all his commandments that I command you today, the Lord your God will set you high above the nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you obey the voice of the Lord, your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall you be the fruits of your womb and the fruits of your ground, and the fruits of your cattle, the increase of your herd, and the young of your flock. Blessed shall be your basket and kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. God is offering all of this stuff freely, but we just have to be obedient. We have to be patient. And we have to wait on the Lord to deliver. In Jesus' name. Now, I will turn you over to Apostle Temple. Amen.
Amen. Amen, Deacon. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for that word, the wisdom and knowledge of the Lord's living word coming from our own deacon, Deuteronomy 28:1-7, talking about obeying and being blessed in the Lord. But obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And just before I turn you over to our own pastor and apostle, I'd like to give a shout out to everybody, internationally, nationally, and locally. Amen. Just like to say, Happy Valentine's Day, for it was the love of God that made all of us. And it's the love of God that will have us all to stand on today. And a special Happy Valentine's Day to my wife and pastor, Barbara Smith. And now, we turn this portion of the service over to our pastor and apostle, Temple Smith, going down a little bit deeper in that word about being born again. Good morning, Pastor, and God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Smith. God bless all of you. Pastor Smith, you don't beat me to the punch this morning. I thought I'm going to be the first one to give a shout-out to everybody for Valentine's Day, but I'm telling you, my God, y'all keep this brother on his toes, my goodness. Well, therefore, we still send our dedication and shout-out. And to all of you, and we thank God for each and every one of you. And I want to send a happy Valentine's to my first lady. God bless you. God bless you. And I thank God for you, my God. And it's not only on this day that love is expressed, but I express the love throughout the whole entire year. So we thank God for you. Not only that, my God, we thank God for also our youth pastor, Pastor Barbara Smith. We send her happy Valentine's and love her. And our mothers, my God, Mother Jackson, our head mothers, and Mother Helen, God bless you all. We send a special love and a shout out to all you all for Valentine's and the ADM family. You know, we can't express it so much of the love that we have for you all. That's why God keeps driving this word down in our belly. We keep trying to grab the revelation and get you the information for you can begin to soar into the Spirit of God and soar into the things of God. That's the love that I know Pastor Smith have, we have to give you the word of God and not trying to heal anything from you. So we thank God for all of you, and most of all, we give honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank God for our Lord and Savior. And our families and friends internationally all over the world, we send you a shout out from the United States of America on the East Coast side. We thank God for each and every one of you this morning. Saints of God, it is a pleasure, my God, and I thank God for you once again. Listen, this is a recording. This is going to be a recording. This teaching, we want to make sure that you'll be able to get your hands on it. We're going to make sure that it's being recorded right now, right now. And we're definitely going to label this, my God, being born again, you know, re-entering or being born again for your purpose. Amen. Amen. And we want to just take it down a little bit further and just dig into the word of God, because this is part of the scripture where understanding, if you could really catch this at the beginning of understanding, or you go back into your life and reexamine the areas of your life pertaining to being born again or pertaining to being filled with the Holy Ghost, you're going to see how effective that the spirit of realm really is. You're going to see how effective that the Spirit of God is really is. Many of us, it's not been effective, is not because God have not gave us the power, or we don't have it, or we don't have certain things. It's probably simply because you have to enter in a certain way. You know, you have to enter in my God, being born again or being filled with the Holy Ghost, you have to have it. So many times you'll see people to where you look at them, you see them one way in operation, then another way outside of operation. I'm going to show you in Scripture where the Holy Spirit could come upon you to do work of ministry, but it's not in you. I know I say that, so I used to say that so many times to where the Holy Ghost, a lot of people have the Holy Ghost and they feel the Holy Ghost on the outside and they thinking that it's on the inside. No, when the Holy Ghost come upon you and things is in you, amen, everything about you begin to change. Amen. He begin to walk what you done accepted. Okay, we talked about yesterday and I was just going to lay a little foundation and Pastor Smith let us go and to look up paradigm. So we talked about a little paradigm. I'm going to show you in the Scripture where certain paradigms done happen. Amen. Paradigm. Yeah, and that's basically what born again and Jesus was talking about, being born again. You having a paradigm. In other words, from the worldly mentality to the spiritual mentality. So from the worldly things, and you're shifting from the world or what you've been taught in the world or your way of thinking in the world or the worldly concept and the world that will go about things, and you shifting that mindset. That mindset of being changed into the spirit realm. The spirit realm. The first thing that happens when a paradigm happens, you get a burn of desire. A burn of desire happening in you that you want to know more about God. You want to know more information. Let's go back to the beginning when you first got saved or when the Holy Ghost first come upon you. It was an excitement upon you. You just want to make sure everybody known that you were saved. You didn't play in the radio. You didn't play any games. Amen. It was some change of mentality. Amen. Instead, it was a change of mentality because why? A paradigm happened in your life. It's a paradigm shift that happened in your life from a worldly standpoint of view now to a spiritual standpoint of view. And I'm going to show you that also today, this morning in Scripture of a paradigm. See, and we got to understand, because you've been saved for 40 and 50 years, that doesn't mean you've been born again. That doesn't mean you've been born again. And this is where this is another concept that where so many people, my God Almighty, get lost in. They think that because we done been going to church 10 or 15 or how many years, or I grew up in church, amen, I'm born again, amen. That means you're a church goer, amen. You've been going to church, but it have not nothing to in place in your life to cause a life change or a life decision. Your life done shifted from one place to the next place. We have so many of that going on right now in the body of Christ. Amen. They go to church because, my God, they got their very own reason why they go to church. It's not so much about I'm going because of God. I want to see God. I want to learn more of God. I'm going for the purpose to experience God. They have their reason why they go. It might be because I'm tired of being broke, or I'm tired of being in this situation, or I don't want to die. I'm in a life crisis. So they have their reason why they go to church. So they are called church goers. Amen. They're my individual. Soon as things are made whole in their life, or as soon as that area that is voided is fulfilled, now you don't see them no more. So now they don't balk back away from God, and they saying, watch this. They'll say things like this: I'm trying to get myself together. I got so much going on in my life, and I'm trying to get myself together. You're a church goer. What happened? They never had that paradigm. You could be excited, and we talked about that on last year, the amygdala. You could be excited about some things, my God, and you could be excited, but it doesn't necessarily mean it had a change in your life. You have a life change. That was just a burst of excitement, adrenaline rush. Let's go into the New Year. So many people make New Year's resolution about coming into the year, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to shed off this pound. I'm going to do this. Now, they do good for the first couple of weeks. They do good for the first couple of days. But once it start getting into a couple of months and being consistent with that decision, what happens? They begin to fall off the bandwagon. Why? Because they kind of hype themselves up. That was excitement that happened. That was they really hype themselves up, but it really wasn't a paradigm. It really wasn't a life change that happened with the individual. When a life change situation that comes into your life that shifts you from one place out of another place, my God, you will persevere. Like our Minister Nita was talking about, Evangelist Lamp was talking about on Monday, you will persevere. Amen. You got to be, you'll be able to persevere because why? This is a life change. This is not something that I'm doing just to be doing. This is something that is changing my life. Amen. I don't know about you, but sometimes when you go to the doctor and you can experience different things at a doctor, and the doctor tell you, say, listen, you need to make some more life choices. You need to make some life changes. You need to change certain things you're doing. You need to change certain things that you have going on. You just don't play with it. You begin to make life decisions that would change, my God, one situation pertaining to your health to something else that is good would give you a longevity. So there was a paradigm shift just happening to your life. Whatever caused it, it calls it. Amen. Whatever calls the paradigm shift, it calls it. Well, in this case, well, we're finna get ready to extract the word and keep extracting the word. We're gonna talk about the paradigm shift that's been born again, and also we're talking about being filled with the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you something. You can have a shift in mind, but if you don't have that keeper inside of you, who is the keeper? That's the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Spirit. You got to have that keeper inside. That keeper has to do his job. I'm only saved, and I'm only my discipline and being saved and walking with God is because of the Holy Ghost. I'm sorry. It's because if we don't have the Holy Ghost, we will be jacked up, messed up. There's no way in the world that you're going to stay saved. There's no way. Amen. God bless you all. I'm back. The phone just dropped. Amen. But, you know, you got to understand, you know, when getting in this type of teaching and getting into this type of depth of the Word of God, you know, you're going to experience some warfare is going to happen. Because one thing about the enemy, he don't like you get constructing information that really going to shift your life for the purpose of God. But nevertheless, we don't have no time to entertain him or feed him or give him all this focus, a grandstand. We got to keep moving into the Word of God. Amen. So we'll go back to it. So, you know, One thing about the Spirit of the Lord, you have to have the Holy Ghost. You have to have the Holy Ghost. And this is the thing to where people got to understand, you know, you ain't going to have a keeper. That's what the Holy Ghost is there for. It's there to keep you. It's your comforter. It's there to keep you. It's there to lead and guide you. It's there to keep you in check and keep you in order. So you have to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And I'm going to show you that also in the scripture. Amen. I said it once before. I said it again. It doesn't have so much to do with how old you are. So many people, you know, sometimes we'll get caught up in how long I've been going to church or how long I've been saved and how long I've been doing this. You know, that's fine. That's good. That's good and fine that you've been in this, you're having a religion stand for so long, but your growth doesn't happen until you be born again. Your matureness in God and matureness into the things of God, it doesn't happen, watch this, until you are what? You are born again. When you are born again, in other words, it's a shifting of the mind. When you shift into something new, amen, what's going to happen is, my God, when you shift into something new, what's going to happen is it's a whole new way of learning. It's a whole new way of thinking. It's a whole new way of seeing different things, amen? And what so happened, we get so many corner messages. We get so many messages, especially of the gospel and of the teaching, to where it's so corner to where it's not even much biblical. It's a lot of fluffed up stuff, a lot of sugar stuff to where it's giving individual false hope. Amen? It's giving the individual false relationship. Amen? So I'm going to show you also that in the scripture, as well. Amen. So let's go into and scrap the word of God and step into the beginning of it in John 3, the third chapter. John 3, amen. John 3, amen. And in John 3 and 3, Jesus, well, let's go in John 3 and 2. John 3 and 2. So give your time. Go ahead and write it down. Please take some notes for you can really understand it, or you can ask for a CD, whatever, because this is very important with your walk, and go back to get things in alignment for you can begin to be successful or be in God's will. Amen. That's one of the things, regardless of whatever goes on or whatever people say or how they look at, I want to be in God's will. Amen. Regardless if you want to call me a Gentile or you this or you that, and his name is Yahshua, Yahweh, and Jesus is not this and that. Regardless of what all that is, at the end of the day, I want to be in God's will. You can have all that going on, and you can have all that knowledge going on, but at the end of the day, are you in God's will? Amen? You could be an educated brother, or you could be an educated sister. You could be an educated pastor, or you could be an educated apostle or bishop, but guess what? You're not in God's will. How many, you know, so many people that are very educated, but the one thing that they have not been educated in, being in God's will. At the end of the day, at the end of the day, I want to be in the will of God. And if you could show me something that conquers or outdo the will of God, I could give you an ear. But if there's nothing that you could show me or give to me that it cannot conquer the will of God, I cannot give you the ear, because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, being in the will of God. Amen? Amen. Because let me rip this apart and help rip your mind so it can help some of you. If you need a paradigm shift, it's going to shift, going to take place. Amen. Let me help you rip this apart. When you go to heaven, when we go to heaven, many of us, we get information. So the information that we get, we hope that, or we believe that the information that we get out of books, the information that we get out of researches, the information that we get out of doing our study, we hope hope and we believe that the information is what? True. We think the information is true. The information is accurate. The information is what? Correct. That's what we believe. We believe the source of our information that we pull, regardless if it's coming from doing Google search or encyclopedia, you're getting your Concordance out, you got your Greek and Hebrew, just doing your, you got your Piston Paul, Piston Peters, you got all these types of books and types of information. At the end of the day, you believe it's true. We would go off the information that we did research on and they call it our facts. But at the end of the day, I'm going to be honest with everyone, you are not going to know the actual truth until the transition process from you leaving this earth going to heaven happens. And you begin to have encounters with individuals that is already in heaven. That's when you're going to actually know that that is true, that is fact, that knowledge what was taught is the truth, and that knowledge that is taught was the fact. Amen? So don't never get into a scripture war with people, a debate. That's why scripture tells you to shake the dust off of your feet. You walk away. Amen? Don't get into no war with them, because at the end of the day, only what I want to know about is God's will. What is God's will? Get me in God's will, and that's where I want to stay. That's where I want to be at. That's where I want. All the other stuff is good and it's extra, but at the end of the day, I need to be in God's will. Guess what? Everybody that we read in the Bible that God used, they was in what? The will of God. God didn't use everybody. He didn't use everybody. He used certain ones that was in His will. Amen. He used Noah to do what? Build an ark in his time. Amen. Because Noah was what? In the will of God. Y'all better hear me. That way he was able to commune with him, hear instruction to do the things that help. He was he dealt with Moses. Moses was in what? Moses was in the will of God. Do you think Moses was worrying about what Noah was doing in Noah's time? Moses had his own assignment. Moses had his own assignment that God gave him for his timing to do the job that he needs to do. So many of we get distracted because why? Because we are not focused on the assignment that God gave us. Now, watch this. How can we be focused on the assignment if we are not in the will of God, or we have not been born again, or we have not received the Holy Ghost fully? Now, here in the scripture, it talks about John 3:2, it says, this man came to Jesus by night, amen, and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Number 3 says, Jesus answered him, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one, watch this, is born again, he cannot see what? The kingdom. He cannot see the kingdom of God. Well, if you cannot see the kingdom of God, it's impossible for you in this scripture right here. If you cannot see it, Jesus basically saying it's impossible for you to attain things from the kingdom. It's impossible for you to attain, my God, from the kingdom. Amen? That's why people say, well, God bless me this, God bless me that. No, it was the law that blessed you. Amen? Because if you have not been born again or in God's will, my God, it's impossible. You cannot see the kingdom. You cannot attain the things of the kingdom, because God is not going to begin to bless things out of his will. He's not going to begin to do things out of his will. Now, this is what God does. When you are out of his will, he brings information and revelation to paradigm shift you back into his will. Y'all hear me? That's what happened with Paul. When Paul was a Christian killer, amen, and Paul was on this horse, and next thing you know, Paul blindness came upon Paul. God began to speak to Paul. Jesus began to speak to Paul, say, Paul, why you persecuting me? Why are you going around slaughtering me, amen, amen. He's going around. So what happened with Paul, God had to bring Paul back into, bring him into the will of God. Because why? He was out of the will of God, so God had to bring him in the will of God. He didn't have all this revelation to give to Paul then. He didn't tell Paul, well, here you go, apostle, I want you to write all this stuff. He got to bring you in the will of God for you to be used by God, Amen. So you got to be born again. Basically, what he's saying, a paradigm shift of the mind needs to happen. He's not talking about that you enter into a woman and you get birthed out of a woman. No, it's talking about renewing of the mind. When a baby comes into the world, a baby doesn't know anything. A baby curiosity, a baby learning process begin when it begin to comes into the world. It begin to explore, begin to curiosity, and depends on the parent or the teacher what he or she knows. That's going to bring the baby into a place of fully being developed or mentally developed correct way. Amen. So, you know, a baby comes in the world, it don't know nothing. When you're born again, this is what God is saying. When you come born again, your first stage, you don't know nothing. You have to learn about the walk. You have to learn. But you got to be very careful, and this is where so many people that got distorted by the word of God and the concepts and the content are incorrect. Amen. Because when you first got born again, who was your teacher? Who was your governor? That's very important. It's very important to understand who was your teacher, who was your governor, who was the one that giving you the word of God. That's how we have so many things going left. Amen. We have so many things going left. I'm going to show you that in the scripture in a second. Jesus, he said he cannot see the kingdom of God. You cannot see the kingdom of God. How you can be up here saying, I see this, I see that, when you are not in the will of God? You have not even been born again. Amen. How can you say that? Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? So Nicodemus, he's coming from a worldly standpoint. He's coming from a natural standpoint. He's coming from, I'm 50, I'm 60, I'm 70 years old. How am I going to be born again? What they call it, reincarnation. How that's going to happen? Amen. And what Jesus said, this is what said, can he enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Basically, when one is born, my God, have a life paradigm and of the Spirit, of the Holy Ghost, he cannot what? He cannot enter or receive things from the kingdom of God. So I want to really help you, because so many of us, we take these things that is happening to us when we are not in the will of God. Oh, God is blessing me. No, that is something you getting fulfilled off the law. It's the law taking care of you. And because of people not doing a good job to really dissecting them to the teachers of the gospels or the preachers of the gospel, everything looks like a blessing. No, I got to be honest with you. No, you hustle for that. Amen? You hustle for that. I know all things we give thanks unto our Lord and Savior, but at the end of the day, let's not live in a fairy tale world. Let's live in a world that is reality and it's the truth. Some things we hustle. Some things you got up and you work for. Amen. You'll know when it's the Lord, because why? The blessings of the Lord make it rich and add it no sorrow. These are kingdom blessings. So in other words, I won't care what my finances look like. If they let me off, I won't lose anything. I'm not going to lose my car. I'm not going to lose my job. I'm not going to lose my house. I'm not going to lose anything, because the blessing of the Lord make it rich, that's prosperity, and add it no sorrow. Amen? Amen. When you're in the will of God, let's look at what Peter said about this. Now, this is what I was just talking about, pertaining to, you got to be careful who is the one that is in your life giving you seed, because you can come into this corrupt, and you don't have anything to do about it. You got born again, but because of the seed or because what was over you or what was instilled into you, it was corrupt information. In other words, it was incorrect information. Watch this. First Peter 1:23 says, since you have been born again, not of priestable seed. That means you have been born again of corrupt seed. My God, you've been born again not of good seed. Amen. But of imperishable seed. But imperishable seed through through the living and abide word of God, through the living and abide word of God. So, you know, you got the only way that you're going to be a healthy seed, a healthy individual, you have to get the gospel. You have to get the word of God. Amen? You can't be an individual that you have a paradigm, but in that paradigm, you got the wrong information. You got the incorrect information. That's why so many people, they get trapped into that realm right there. Everything that they believe, even though you can't even scripturally put it, prove it, this is what everybody's saying. Everybody's saying this is what they taught. Now, I've been taught this here, but at the end of the day, have you laid eyes on it? Have you did your research? Amen? Because at the end of the day, watch this, we are not going to know what is actually correct until we transition over into heaven. Once we transition over, we're going to get the facts from the sources, my God, from the sources' mouth. Let me put it that way. Amen. Other than that, I'm going to trust the information I get because that's all I have, but I got to study to show myself approved. I got to do the study. I got to do the research. I just can't go off of what anybody else say because it will make you what? Corrupted. Amen. Let's go into this right here. Amen. Watch this. Book of Romans 12:1, it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice. Watch this. Holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable servant. Watch this. Be not conformed of this world, but be transformed, watch this, by the renewing of your what? Mind. Be not because that's the paradigm. Be transformed. It's a transformation that happened causing you to be what? Born. It causing you to be born again. So you got to be transformed by the what? Renewing of the mind. Now that piece deals with you. That piece deals with you that you sick and tired. You ready to live for God. God, I live. God, I die. I'm sick and tired. I'm not here to play games anymore. I'm not here to be doing this anymore. I want a new way of life. I want a new way of living. I want a new way of thinking. I want a new way of walking. I want a new way. I want to know more about you, God. I need to know you. This is the piece where acceptance, now your ground is rich. Your ground is fertile. This is where I accept the Lord as my personal Savior. Amen. Because I'm in the middle of my paradigm. I'm in the middle of my shift. I'm not going to shift because I'm in an emotional moment. I'm emotional. I got this going on in my life. I got that pressure going on in my life. This needs to be done. Because watch this. Once everything get replenished back to you, once your car get back to you, once you move on and get healed from that hurt, amen. Once you get delivered from this other stuff, once friends and y'all get back on the right turn and family members get back remitted, what's going to happen? Mm-hmm. You're going to begin to back away from the things of God. Why? Because you did not really have a life-changing shift. You was having a moment shift. You was having, my God, a shift to where it was just feeding your emotions. You was having an emotional shift. That's all you was having. And you were just shifting your flesh, not your spirit. When you shift your spirit, it's a life-changing moment. Nobody know how to tell you to get out of sin. When your spirit, oh, God, y'all better hear me this morning. Nobody know how to tell you that you need to stay away from this when you don't have a shift. My God, nobody know how to tell you that, amen? Nobody know how to preach to you, talking about some, you got to get away from this. You got to get away from that. You need to stay away from this. You need to stay away from that. Baby, you need to be born again. You need to get saved. I can care less if you're a preacher. I can care less if you're a leader. You don't open up a church. Nobody don't have to tell you to stay out of foolishness. I don't need God or no preacher to come and tell me to stay out of foolishness, to stay out of mess. I know right from wrong, and I walk with the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost is my leader and guider. Y'all hear me this morning. I don't need that nonsense. My God, other words, it's something at the beginning that I missed. You don't get the Holy Ghost and lose it. All this nonsense that we're talking about, I got the Holy Ghost, I lost it. No, you didn't. You never had it. It was upon you, but it wasn't in you. I'm going to show you that in the scripture. You never had. The Holy Ghost is not something that you can put down 5 minutes and whoop somebody's tail. I'm going to say that again.
Yeah.
It's not to do something that you can put down for 5 minutes and jump on somebody. No, 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 no. It's not that. Holy Ghost, like Jesus said, you would turn the other cheek. It'll make you do things that you usually do, and you ain't going to do it. It'll make you walk a different way. It'll make you say, man, you know what? I ain't gonna even, you know, I don't even got time for that no more. I don't outgrow that now. You know what I mean? I don't think, why? It's a life change done happened. You can have a full change into the things of God and still want to hold on to your old baggage. You have not had a correct shifting in the spirit. So many of us, we need to go back, be reborn again, and be refilled with the Holy Ghost again so we can come up the correct way. Watch this. Let me go into this right here. Let's talk about this right here. Book of Acts. Watch this. I want you to catch this one. I want to read it real slow so you can really understand what I'm saying. Book of Acts, 1, 1st chapter, the 8th verse. It says, watch this. But you will receive power. Watch this. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has, watch this, come upon, so other words, up on you. Have you ever carried a kid on your side, or you carried a kid on your back? Amen. If you ever carried a kid on your side, or on your back, or you carried it somewhere on your body, what happened is that kid came upon you. Have somebody ever came and violated your space or came into your space? What they did, they came upon you. They're not in you, but they what? Up on you. In other words, they are close to you. Let me say that again. They're not in you, but they what? Are up on you. So they are what? Close to you. They're not in you, but they are upon you. And it says, watch this. And you will be my witness in Jerusalem, in Judea. Watch this. And to the end of the earth. You will be my witness. In other words, minister. You will do. The Holy Ghost can come upon you. This is what I was sharing earlier. And you could do what? Work. You could do work. That doesn't mean it's in you. That's why you cannot be deceived thinking that people are filled with the Holy Ghost, people are born again, people are walking with God, because they are being used. Amen. You're being used. You can't be deceived by that. Amen. And a lot of people get deceived and they begin to follow that. They begin to follow things of that. Amen. And that's how a lot of people get trapped. You get caught mentally and also physically. That's how people get fight, because they don't understand because of biblical economics, and they see this kind of stuff. And guess what? Their finances start to lose. They start to get drained. They start to get poor. Amen. Because something is upon somebody. That doesn't mean that it's in somebody. I'm going to show you right here in scripture. Watch this. Watch this. Also, in the book of Acts, it says right here, grab this scripture. In a book of Acts, it says, watch this, Acts 2 and 4, the second chapter, the fourth verse. It says, and they were all filled. Understand this. It wasn't upon them. They are filled, watch this, with the Holy Spirit. They are filled with what? With the Holy Spirit. It wasn't upon them. They are filled. In other words, filled is represented. It is in them. It's in the inside of them. So now the evidence of it being in them is that it begins to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gives them utterance. Amen? So now it's in them. This is the misconception comes in, man. We're thinking, my God, you got to know when the Spirit of God or when the Holy Ghost is in you and when it's not in you. Because when the God is in you and you don't have a shift of your mind, shift of your spirit, you're going to begin to do things different. There's no way you're going to keep wallowing in your mess, get up and feel good about it. You're going to feel dirty. You're going to feel no. You're going to stop that. Why? Because the Holy Ghost that is in you is going to let you know, no, this ain't the way. So in other words, watch this. This is where you're a child in the spirit. You've been born again. So when you're a child in the spirit, God understands that you might fall. That's why the Holy Ghost, your nanny, is with you to get you back up, to let you know it's wrong, to teach you for right or wrong. You don't keep doing wrong and say, God is still working with me. Baby, you in the flesh. That's your flesh. No, it teaches you. Now, once you get to a certain age in the spirit where you should know better. Watch this. What the man of God say? When I was a child, I acted as a child. But when I become an age, I put away all childish things. Amen? When I was a child, when I was immature, when I didn't know no better, when I was still in my learning stages, I acted as a child. That's why, my God, when a person, watch this, you could be filled with the Holy Ghost, you could be born again, and you could make what? Mistakes. You can make error. Why? Because you're still in your learning stage. You're still in your learning stage, your developed stage. Now, if something suspicious, if you're just going to keep doing it year after year, time after time, nothing having improved in your life, nothing having changed in your life, now that's suspicious. Amen? Because there's no way that you're going to continue to walk with God, walk with the Holy Spirit, and nothing in your life doesn't change. Amen? You need to reexamine, do I have the Holy Ghost? Is I'm filled with the Holy Ghost? Is I'm born again? Amen? That's a paradigm life. You're going to be changed for the rest of your life. You're going to be changed. Your mind is going to be changed. My God, you're going to begin to do better. You're going to begin to see improvement, not within your neighbor, but within yourself. You're going to begin to say something like this. Girl, if you caught me, when I was in the world, you'd be fighting right now. But it's something in me that's still going to show you love, and I understand that it's not no fault. In other words, you're going to begin to walk with Scripture. Scripture says, love your enemy. Y'all about to hear me. You're going to begin to love your enemy. The Holy Ghost, being born again, is going to keep you into the will of God. You're not going to walk outside of the will of God like it's all okay. No, baby. It's something that is embedded in you that called conviction. Conviction will take over you like never before. My God, Almighty. Conviction is your other nanny. You got one is the Holy Ghost. That's your main nanny. And you got the other one that is called conviction. That's your other nanny. Conviction is going to let you know that was wrong. You need to go back and get it right. Conviction is going to let you know you know you messed up, you need to go back and get it right. Baby, I don't understand these folks that say they've been born again, that they feel with the Holy Ghost, and nothing doesn't convict them. You can lay and wallow and mess, and it doesn't convict them. I'm sorry, apostles. I'm sorry, pastors. There's no way in the world that you can engage into sinful acts and sinful stuff and get up and preach on Sunday morning, and you don't be convicted. You don't be converted. Baby, you need to get the Holy Ghost. You need to get filled, and you need to be born of Jesus. Y'all better hear me. You need to be born of Jesus. It's no way. It's no way, saints of God. It's no way. It's impossible for something unclean to touch God, and God don't make it whole again. Y'all better hear me this morning. It's impossible. It won't work. It's not going to work, amen. So we got to have this thing. We got to get filled with the Holy Ghost. We got to get filled with the things of God. We got to walk into the things of God, amen. It will cause a paradigm shift. It will cause a shifting of a mind. You don't think the same way? You don't think the same way. Because why? Your thoughts are not your thoughts. It's no longer of your thoughts no more. Everything is belongs to who? It belongs to God. And the Holy Ghost will begin to reform your way of thinking. It begins to transform your mindset. Your mindset, the way you're thinking. Because you're not thinking of natural no more, but you're thinking of what? Spiritual now. You're thinking spiritual now. Amen. And we got to understand that. We got to lock in, lock into that. And we got to get that. Amen. And we got to understand that we have to be born again. We have to have this paradigm shift to take place into our life. If not, we're just going to keep playing games. Right after the paradigm shift, you'll be filled with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost come upon you and seal you. Amen? So you have to be filled with the Holy Ghost.
There's no way in the world
that you're going to begin to engage into the things of God without being filled with the Holy Ghost. There's no way that God's going to allow you to start a journey without being filled with the Holy Ghost. There's no way you're going to begin to do things with approval of God without being. Why would he leave the Holy Ghost here as a leader, as a guider, as a comforter here on earth if he don't want us to be filled with the Holy Ghost? Y'all hear me? The Holy Ghost keeps you. It keeps you. Amen. So we got to understand. We got to have that made up mind. Your mind got to be made up. It has to be shift. It has to be shift. You can't continue to engage into things and say, I'm saved. You know, I tell you what, you could be saved. I just don't want to be saved. I want to be a son of God. Because in the son of God, I'm already saved. I'm already saved. I'm a son of God. You know, so many of you, you're saved. Amen? Stop just being saved. Be a son. Be a daughter of the Most High. Just not be saved. Amen? I declare and decree this morning that you just not be a Christian, my God, a Christian, or you just be saved. You're going to be a son. You're going to be a daughter of God. You're going to be one that been birthed, my God, in the kingdom. One that the name is going to take and fulfill you. The Holy Ghost going to fulfill you in the name of Jesus, because you are not going to be able to attain the things of the kingdom or see the kingdom without having a paradigm mind shift. You cannot have that same mentality and thinking that God's going to accept it. No, he's not.
Amen.
No, he's not. Let's get rid of this. Come on, you are, some of us are big grown children now in the spirit. Let's get out of this motion. He's working on me. Baby, he's been working on you for about 20 years now. Well, let's get out of this. That's an excuse of an individual that doesn't want to change. Amen? You want things how you want it. Let's get out of that. He been healed you for that long time ago. You making excuses why you cannot do better. You making excuses why you can't be delivered. You making excuses. And long as you make these excuses, that keeping the Holy Ghost, you keeping the Holy Ghost from fulfilling you. Amen. That's why, like I said this the other day, that's why you have people, they can get up there, God can use them mightily. Okay? He can use them mightily. But once they're done, they got such a nasty attitude. They got such, y'all better hear, they better they don't mind going club hopping, club jumping. They don't mind doing things that is not right. They don't mind that. Why? They don't have the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost was just using them according to scripture that we just went over and read. Watch, according to scripture, Acts 1 and 8. Amen. The Holy Spirit has came upon you. It's upon you. It's not hitting you. According to Acts, my God, according to Acts 2 and 4, where it says, when they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. That's in them. It's not upon them. It's what's in them. So that's why you don't, listen, tell me, I share this once again, I'm going to share this again, then we're going to go ahead and get off. My God, what's the Holy Ghost for? The Holy Ghost is to lead you, to guide you while you're here on this earth. There's no way in the world, once you get into heaven, why are you going to be leading God? Because at the end of the day, there's no wicked stuff up there. You're going to be dealing with the teacher. You're going to be actually dealing with the one that has the information, the main source. So it's here for you here on where? Earth. It's here to keep you here on earth. Keep you in the will of who? Our Father, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen.
It's here to keep you. It's here to do a job. I love God. I love the way they do things. I love where they put them. Because what God is saying, a person could do the work of ministry and the Holy Spirit could be upon them. So, in other words, once the Holy Ghost is done and once God is done, the Holy Ghost lifts off of them. They lift off of them. And that's why they can go tear you off. That's why they can leave out the pulpit, go and sleep with somebody, go and commit adultery and fornicate on their spouse, on their wife. That's why we have so many priests, so many things, amen, doing child acts on our children and different things like that. Because why? It's not left off of them. It wasn't never in them. It wasn't never in them. Because I'm telling you, many of you already know, when the Holy Ghost in you, a lot of times before you even must spend a do wrong, it begins to stop you. It begins, no, don't do that. You get that feeling, that's wrong. That's out of the will of God. Don't you do that. Don't you do that. Because what? It's in you. It's in you. So we got to make sure we are filled with the Holy Ghost. And we got to make sure we feel. It's not on the outside of us, it's in us. The way you know it's going to be in you, amen, you'll begin to take an examination of your life, and you're just not going to sit there and wallow into mess and feel good about it. You're not going to be able to do that. Amen. You're not going to begin to play. Amen. You got to make sure you have a paradigm shift in your mindset first. You got to make sure your mind is made up where you're ready to live this thing. It's going to be a way of life for you. Regardless of what anybody say, what anybody tell you, your mind is made up that I'm going to walk with God. I'm going to talk with God. God for I live and God for I die. I have to forsake mother. I will forsake father. I will forsake brother. I will forsake sister. I will forsake husband. I will forsake wife to walk with who? To walk with the Lord. Your mind got to be made up. And when your mind is made up, you got to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And when you're filled with the Holy Ghost, now the process of your journey begins. Now the growth process begins. Spiritual growth, it begins. Spiritual elevation, it begins. You cannot be elevated unless you don't enter into this process first. You cannot attain the things of God unless you enter into this process first. Amen? Other than that, it's going to be the law fulfilling your needs other than the Spirit of God. Amen. I declare a decree this morning that many of you really catch the understanding of being born again, and your mind is being shifted and being renewed by the transformation of your mind. Amen. And you understand the importance of being receiving and being filled with the Holy Ghost. When I received and was filled with the Holy Ghost, it took me through a process. I came to church. At one point, you know, the pastor done laid hands on me, and I went out and all this stuff here. But before I received the Holy Ghost, my mind was made up. I had a made up mind to serve God. I had a made up mind, and this is where I was real young then. I made up my mind that I want to serve God. But my mind didn't get made up until I was at church, and if something happened, something came over me. And when something came over me, and I tell this story, I was that Saturday, I had plans on being one of the top dope dealers in Florida. I was in a project that Saturday night. Friday and Saturday, we already had our plan. We already had our routes, that our driving routes, that where we're going to begin to drive, and we're going to begin to do our routes and stuff to deliver drugs. Amen. And that Sunday, I went to church, and something happened. Something came upon me. You know, God used this man of God that he's passed away now. His name, Jack Hemmen. His name is Jack Hemmen. I will never forget him. God used this young man to speak something in my life, and I felt something that I never felt before. And at that time, I didn't know I felt the Spirit of God. That was the Holy Ghost outside of me. The Bible says, I'm not. This is where it comes. The concept comes at, you know, ask, seek, and knock. Amen. Because God was knocking at my heart to let him in. At that time, I didn't really let him in, but things changed with me. I made up my mind that day that I'm not going to go that direction. I'm going to walk with God. Okay, even though I walked with God, I was young. I went back home. They called me up, and they said, hey, you know, it's time for us. You ready? Ready to do this? I said, no, I can't do that now. I said, something that happened to me. So they're thinking I was doing drugs. I was doing our stuff and doing drugs. It wasn't doing drugs. I had a paradigm shift. I was in the darkness. Then I came into the light. I came in. I was in darkness all the way up to Saturday. But something happened to me on Sunday, and I came into the light. It was a paradigm shift took place. So my life paradigm shift. And I made up my mind for that moment, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to live for the Lord. I'm going to live for God. Okay, now my life began to change. The way I look, the way my presentation, I began to carry myself. Everything began to carry myself differently. Now watch this. Now as I still was going to church and I was starting to grow in God, I was a babe. I was new into this. I just been born again. I just paradigm shift. I just shifted into the things of God. I began to slip and I began to fall. One day, had a friend, my God, now he's a minister now, and we decided to go to the club. You know, just go to the club, hang out, wasn't finna do nothing. You know, got a little drink from this store that we call the Bill Hut, right up the couple of houses down from us. We went and got us a little drink, my God, and we're going to the club, and we're just going to go and hang out. We wasn't finna do nothing serious. We're just going to hang out. And I'm grinding down the road, I'm drinking. But at the end of the day, when a paradigm shift happened in your life, you cannot go backwards. You're not filled with the Holy Ghost yet. I'm not filled with the Holy Ghost yet. It's on the outside of me, but I can't go backwards. Well, I was able to overpower the Holy Ghost because I went to the club, I was doing what I want to do. But as I was going down this road, my car kind of went down by itself. The car began to hydroplane. You know, I got scared. I jumped up and I hollered and all this stuff. And my friend was like, hey, man, what's going on? I never told him what was went on. But that night, I went to work overnight. That same man that God used me to speak when I was at that church that Sunday, God led him to my job. These people didn't know nothing about me, led him to my job. And he began to tell me different things that, hey, man, you know, God got works for you, the enemy out there and all this. He didn't know what I dealt with that night. But I know that it was the Lord. So immediately my mind began to be renewed. Now watch this. I had a paradigm shift, but my mind wasn't completely renewed. And I wasn't filled with the Holy Ghost. So I was still in the process of being completely shift and being filled with the Holy Ghost. I was still in that process. So I began to get all the stuff that is not feeding my spirit out of my car. All the music, all the rap, all that stuff. I began to throw it out of my car. At that time, I only know one person that I love dearly, and that was Pastor Shirley Caesar. And I had Pastor Shirley Caesar every time you step in my car. That's the only song you heard. Hold My Mule, a Peanut Butter and Jelly. That's the only thing that I was playing because I had a love for Pastor Shirley Caesar. But one day, we came from church, and my mind was already completely transformed now. My mind is transformed. I'm done. I'm done with the world. I'm done with different things. I begin to, sometimes I had to walk about 10 to 15 miles to church, 10 to 15 miles back, 30 miles total, back and forth, going to church, holes in my shoes and everything else. But my mind was renewed. I didn't care what I went through or how low to the ground I was. For God I live and for God I die. And when I left church one day, I was riding down the road, something began to bubble up inside of me. Something began to bubble up inside of me to where I could not understand what was going on. I had my friend in the car, and I was taking him home, dropping him back home from church. I dropped him off, and next thing you know, I had to hurry up and get home because I felt like I'm going to explode in the inside. I got home. At that time, that's at my grandmother's house. I got home to her house. My mother looked at me. My grandmother looked at me. She said things. She very country. We very country. She said, boy, what's wrong with you? I said, Mama, I don't know. I said, something in me. The next thing you know, in the house, tears began to roll down my face. And I began to see this image before me. And as this image was before me, he began to speak into my life. He began to tell me what thus says God, what he wants, what the charge he gave. And as he began that, something began to take place in the inside of me. Now I begin to have this thing, what they call a beginning stage of tongue stuttering lips. Stuttering lips begin to fulfill me. I begin to see God, and God began to lay me out, pick me up, lay me out. So I begin to be what? Washed in the blood of God. I was washed in the Lamb of God. He had me like an old school wash tub. And I know many of you probably know that old school wash tub with that tent, that can, and they have that scrub board. God was doing me like a scrub board in the living room. It doesn't matter where you get filled at. But once your mind is made up, then the Holy Ghost will meet you wherever you at. I was filled with the Spirit of God and got the charge of God, what God wanted me to do in my grandmother's living room. It wasn't in no sanctuary. It wasn't in no building. It wasn't before a pastor. It wasn't before a prophet. It wasn't before anybody, but it was just a counter between me and God. From that point on, I've never been the same person since. You will never recognize the old me. You will never, because the Holy Ghost came to take over. Then my journey, what? It begun. The journey began. I challenge you all to just go ahead and reexamine your life. Reexamine where you're at. Because many of us, we have things that we can go back and get it together. I pray that everyone that is listening this morning, that as we encounter the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost will come upon you right now. The Holy Ghost will hover in your home, will hover in your spirit, will hover in your mind. And if we need to go back to be recrushed again, for God to rebuild us, I pray in the name of Jesus that we will do so. So we can just be in the will of God, and we could be in the things of God. Those that is, those fire that is going dim, I pray that it won't never go dim, because God is going to live inside of you. He is the ultimate everlasting fire where the fire doesn't go out. I pray this in the name of Jesus, that you can feel what I feel right now as the Spirit of God comes into agreements with our spirit, with your spirit, with us, for we can walk again. He want to fulfill you. He want to come into you. Not to take away joy, not to take away your peace, but he just want to give you life. He want to give you things that where you can enjoy, you can have peace of life and have everlasting life with the Lord and Savior. He want to fulfill you. Those that need him to come in, I pray you don't wait till Sunday morning. You don't wait till the next time a service happens. You begin to ask God to come in right now. You'll begin to ask him to come into you right now. Be filled. Shetabasika nanoro siyande. Shoro shikandere noro siyandere. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Be filled with the presence of God. Be filled with the things of God. I pray that you are not going to be playing church anymore. You're not going to allow individuals to keep you there anymore. I pray that you're going to have a hunger for God to know his will like never before. You want to know God's will. You want to know what's going to keep you in the rightful place with God. You want to know what it's going to take for you to stay filled with the Holy Ghost. You don't want to depart from the Spirit of God. I pray that you allow a paradigm shift to happen in your life right now, where your life will not be the same. You will not be the same. If you've never had that encounter, I pray that the Spirit of the Lord begin the process as it began with me once upon a time. For you can begin to experience kingdom. You can experience heaven. You can experience a drinking from the water that you will never thirst again.
Amen.
You can experience from the things of God. I pray that it will be so. You won't get caught up in the cares of life, but you'll get caught up in the cares of God, the cares of your master, the cares of your Savior. It will be so. He's here to help. He's not here to hurt you. He's not here to bring condemnation on you. But he's here to love you. He's here to embrace you. He's here to make you whole again.
Yes.
He's here because he cares about you.
Man.
Accept him. Get rid of your old ways. Get rid of your things that is not benefiting for you, but is stopping you from obtaining the things of him and being in his will. Get rid of that stuff, because that stuff brings on a slow death. That's all it's doing. It's just slowly killing you. It's the joy of the Lord give you strength. It's the joy of the Lord that give you life. Choose life. I pray that you will choose life.
Amen.
That it will be there. It will be here.
Yes.
Oh my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the anointing of God. For mothers, for people that is listening, and you say, Pastor, my education is not up. I can't read the Bible like that. Baby, don't worry about the stories. Worry about learning God's will. Worry about being filled with the Holy Ghost. Because when you be filled with the Holy Ghost is going to lead you and guide you in the will of God. It's not about your education. It's not about none of that. Because when you go to heaven, you're going to be able to talk to Noah. You're going to be able to talk to these different individuals that the Bible talk about. You're going to talk to them firsthand. You won't have to get an interpretation. You'll be able to talk to Mary. You'll be able to talk to Moses. You'll be able to talk to Daniel. You'll be able to talk to Paul. You'll be able to talk to Peter. You don't have to worry about his will. Worry about his will. Because his will is what we're going to be judged on. Can we keep this will? Heavy. I choose this day. Choose this day or this morning as who you're going to serve. I hope you've been blessed this morning. This really was also a part one. This was part one to many parts to this. And I hope you was blessed this morning, that you understand to have a paradigm shift. And you might have a paradigm shift in your life right now, but you got to let it shift completely. You got to let it be complete. Let it be complete. And once it gets complete, the Holy Ghost is going to take over you. And when the Holy Ghost take over, there's no way you could go back to yesterday. There's no way you could go back. Only way you could go back, if you denounce, the Holy Ghost. You denounce the Lord and Savior. That's the only way you'll be able to go back, if you denounce them. But I pray, and I know, that once you receive him, you're not going to denounce him, because that's going to be the best part of your life, where you're going to be living. God bless you all. I thank you all for all that is holding on and you're holding on, and the word of God don't bless you. You that's been blessed and you're understanding now, being born again, being filled with the Holy Ghost, why it's so important. And I hope that I gave you a tool that you can begin to not get caught up into the motion of church and understand that the Holy Ghost could be upon somebody, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's in them. Amen. It doesn't mean that it's in them. That way you don't be fooled and you don't be taken for somebody somebody that he or she is not, and they be end up disappointing you. Amen. You won't be disappointed, because understand that it could be on them, but it doesn't mean it could be in them. But I pray that the Holy Ghost is going to be in you. Then when it's in you, you can begin to discern the word of God. You can begin to discern, my God, where Is the spirit is in a person or not in a person, and you'll know who table you can eat from. God bless you all. Thank you all for staying on with Pastor. I love you all. I want to give you all this morning because I love you, and I want you to excel into the things of God. God bless you all.